What's up, BKL, Vapor Kings and Queens, all vapors abroad. Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2019. What? Yep, it is, believe it or not. We are here. It's hump day. We are getting ready for the expo in Toledo, Ohio, the 30th and 31st this weekend. BKL will be up there. VKL will be doing our thing. We will be putting on a show. We'll be giving our juices out, letting people try them. Come see me at booth 303 now. I believe they moved us to 303. They rearranged the whole auditorium due to the amount of vendors that chose to come and then chose not to come or whatever. But we are going to go. No matter what. No matter what. So, what's up, everybody? I mean, how's everybody's week going? We're halfway through it. You know, I just want to reach out and see how everybody's doing today. And we was just going to just kick back a little bit. Not necessarily talk about too much, but talk about a whole lot. You know, maybe you see people... I seen somebody the other day putting, salt nick on a dripper. I said, what? You know, so everything's going to be about what today. I think every time somebody says something to me, I'm just going to say, what? W-A-T-T. And speaking of watts, man, make sure you guys know battery safety. If you're using mech mods, know your battery safety. Know your amperage. Know your volts. Know your resistance. Know what your batteries can handle, what they can give you, what they can't. Know the difference between parallel and know the difference between series. So, you know, fortunately nobody's been hurt since they've been coming to our shop. We've been educating a lot of people. And everybody thinks it's about watts. You know, how high you can run it. You know, what people don't understand is more about ohms. And depending on how you want to vape, how hot you want your vape. People always ask about battery life. I'm like, what? So let me give you a little quick rundown, quick, easy to understand battery life. We're not going to talk about the amperages here. We're going to talk about the ohms of your coils. Let me break it down real simple, real easy. The higher the ohm of your coil, if you've got a pen, a vape pen, or a beast, baby beast tank, or a T12 tank, a tank of some sort, or an RDA for those that are experienced, the higher the ohms of your coil, the less amp draw you will draw on your batteries. Say what? Yeah, so you can turn them watts up. You can turn them up. You can crank, you know, higher the ohm, crank the watts up, longer battery life. It's less amp draw. So if you got 3,000 milliamp hours, but you put it in your mod and you're running T12 with a 0.15 coil, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of life out of it. Let's say you put it in and you're running a 0.4 ohm coil. You're going to get over twice the amount of battery time in turning the watts up higher. It's more resistance, less amp draw. Guys, real simple to think about. What up? It's all about watts, people think. Watts. I vape high watts because I like a warm vape. And plus, it'll give you a little bit better cloud production if you're pulling the air in with it. You know, I had a guy at the shop yesterday trying to mount the lung. trying to do a mount the lung on my T12 tank. You know, I mean, I was like, what? You know, like, man, you're never going to get it like that, bud. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. You've got to pull that air through there, man, to make that vapor. So, question today, guys. If you have listened to the podcast and you're in the Vapor Kings and Queens Lounge group, what are you vaping on today? Let's see the mods. Let's see the juice. And for those that are on here that listen to the podcast today, just mention what. Nah, that's a little too easy because you can see it on there. Just mention that it is Watt Day. Instead of Hump Day, we're going to call it a Watt Wednesday. There it is. Watt Wednesday. Mention Watt Wednesday, man, and I will plug you with a free bottle of juice. Make sure you mention Watt Wednesday. Not in the group. Just see me in person. You see me in person, or you PM me, private message me, and just say Watt Wednesday. And guess what? You'll get a free bottle of juice from me, man. From the boss, man. I'm going to give it to you. That's for just following along and enjoying my podcast. Today's podcast really ain't about a lot of nothing. It's, we don't even know what it's about. We're just talking, rambling, enjoying ourselves, and having you listen to me talking about what? Talking about nothing. Yeah, just rambling on. I just wanted to reach out because I know I was supposed to do a podcast this weekend. I haven't got to it. I've been really overwhelmed with everything that's happening right now. We got to get ready for this weekend. I was invited to Brooklyn, New York for the expo. I just didn't have enough time. Dennis from V-God, man, I wish I could have made it. I would have brought you those 4-H candy bars. I would have, Dennis. But I didn't. I couldn't make it to Brooklyn. Not enough time notice. But we're going to be at Toledo. We'll be at the next one. We'll be traveling. We'll be all across the country this year, guys. And please, get the podcast out there. Get out there to your friends. Get out there to all your vapors. Get out there to your family. Because not all the podcasts I'm going to do is going to be vape-related. You know, as you can see, a lot of it was prior to. It was about friendships and business, you know, things like that. But yeah, it's going to have vaping in it, obviously, because that's what we are. We are vapers. I'm a vapor. What? Yeah, I really am. Believe it or not. So let me take a vape. Everybody get a vape. Today, I am vaping on my Gen 3 at 200 watts. And I believe it or not, I'm not going to plug their name on my podcast. They don't give me no money. They don't pay me enough. Do what? No, but it's pretty good. It's a peanut butter flavor. I'm not going to put their name out there and broadcast it on my podcast, but it's pretty good flavor. It's just not the VKL flavor today. VKL Banana Split is back in action. We have a few, maybe 100, 200 bottles of the Banana Split Bubblegum version. Just tossing that out there, man, so that people, if they want a little something different, check me out at Booth 303 in Toledo. We will have some. We only got a couple hundred bottles. See how people like it. You never know. If they like the split bubblegum, we might keep it. But so you know, come check me out. See if you like it. But dude, the banana split and the butter and the mint chocolate kiss and the Choco Larry from VKL is off the hook. You guys gotta get it. Gotta get it. But anyway, yeah, I'm in a good mood. I don't really know why I'm in such a good mood. I woke up the same as I did yesterday. Both eyes open at the same time. Yeah. Do what? No, I'm just having a good time on this Wednesday morning. It's awful cold outside. It was 28 degrees when I woke up. And it's going to shoot up to over 60 today. Go figure. Can't figure that one out. how we can jump up 40 degrees in a matter of a couple of hours. But you know, that may be God just telling us something. You know, if you're a God lover, you know, God fearing man, maybe he's telling you guys, time to wake up. God's saying, what up? You know what I mean? I'm not going to get into religions or politics too much. But, you know, everything I realize is politics. It's sad to say. Even the vaping. Vaping's so political. It drives me insane. It doesn't have to be that way. But not only political, it's hypocritical. You know, I see that too. You know, but it's okay. It's okay. You just gotta go with it, go with the flow and, excuse me. And just deal with it. I don't know. I deal with it on a daily basis. From certain individuals, you know, but it's always those same ones. You know what I mean? It's like a scab. You just gotta pick the scab off and flick it. You know what I mean? But guess what? Boy, he comes back, don't he? You know what I mean? But eventually you keep flicking it off there, man. Keep it on. It'll heal. It'll go away. And that's what I like about it. You know, eventually they go away. If not, man, you just carry on. Carry on, soldier. Carry on, king, queen, whoever you are. Let me get another vape. So, another lighter note. I mean, I don't know if you guys seen the Wonder Boy fight the other night. I don't know if you're into UFC. Wonder Boy and Anthony Pettis, man, I could not believe Anthony Pettis got him with that. I think it was a right hand. Looked like he came off the fence, but he didn't. He just Superman punched him, knocked him out of his, and Wonderboy Thompson, man, that was my dude. I like him. I'm really let down in the UFC industry. Cody Garbrandt was one of my faves. Conor McGregor, believe it or not, was. you know, and these guys let me down. You know, I like Wonderboy Thompson. You know, he let me down. What about Rory McDonald? I mean, Rory McDonald, I really, really liked his character. Rory McDonald was an awesome guy, but now he's in Bellator. He is like the middleweight champ in Bellator, but you know, they wouldn't let him in UFC and go for it. So, I don't know. But that's just me and that's just UFC and believe it or not, there's probably politics in there too. Say it ain't so. What? Yeah. There's politics in there too, guys. Don't think there ain't. Don't mind me if you hear a little, that's just me vaping. Hopefully you guys are getting you a vape on too. Hopefully that's what you're doing this morning. Enjoying it. I had my coffee. Actually, man, for those who don't know what a Foxy is, I have a Foxy. Most generally I have a coffee, a cup of coffee or two. But sometimes the wife, makes me Foxies, which is coffee and Kool-Aid and a little bit of pop or the carbonation. But man, it tastes like a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. And I love it. I've been drinking for years. They're awesome. Cherry's the best. Gotta give it to Cherry. So, yeah, man, just remember, guys, you know, it's Watt Wednesday. See me in person, PM me, get a free bottle of juice, just for, knowing what's going on. And make sure you share this podcast, get your family, friends involved, vapors, non-vapors, anybody that likes to hear up-to-date things, new things, awesome things, funny things, any things. They want to hear it. We're going to do it. But yeah, hopefully your day, your Wednesday is as quick as mine. Hopefully, you know, you get past some day fairly easy. Hope to see you in Toledo. I don't know, man. Just got to say what up. What up? Let's get another vape together, man. Please get on the page, follow the page, share this podcast. Rodriguez, my man. You know, he said, man, when are you going to do another podcast? That's why I started doing them again. Because I just waited for somebody to ask. And there's a lot of people out there that are in our group that ain't even on the podcast. That's okay. Hey, if I got two or three people to listen, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? So it's important. I enjoy it. As long as you enjoy it, we enjoy it. Give you something to laugh about. You know, whatever. Or not. But make sure you get the podcast out there, guys. Like us on, follow us on YouTube, Twitter. Get on Vapor King's Lounge website. You can see, you can join the podcast through there. we got our YouTube channel, which I'm going to start putting up videos. I got a lot of videos need to go on there. They just ain't put on there. I've been working on a website for a long time now. I'm not a web designer. I'm figuring it out slowly but surely. And I think it looks pretty good. I think it looks pretty good. I got some audio on there. For your, what I put on there, for your, I don't remember. But anyway, there's some audio on here so you can, energetic vaping. That's what I call it, energetic vaping. So, I'm going to be going live at the Toledo Expo. We will be going live and I will be, you know, giving big shout outs to those that are with us on this event, that's supported me on this event. And once their name out there on the event, they will get it as well. So look for us up there. Like I said, booth 303. It was 1210. Now it's 303 due to the rearrangements. We'll be over by the concession stands, it looks like. but yeah, guys, it's going to be great. We're going to have a great weekend. We're going to have a great year. It's 2019. Look for the next shop to be open here very soon. We're looking for May. We're shooting around May 1st. So be looking for that. What else is in the news? What else is in the news? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking about the VKL juice going salty. We've been talking about it for days, so it looks like we might be going salty with it. It's just a thought. I've been waiting on feedback from a lot of people. So we'll see where it goes from there. But make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter. I don't do Twitter, man. Don't listen to me. I don't even know why I'm saying Twitter. I don't want to sound like one of those infomercials. But yeah, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, podcast. Follow the podcast is where it at. Just remember, Watt Wednesday. And yeah, guys, like, follow, and share all those feeds. And you know, Facebook is where we do all of our live feeds on the business page, Vapor King's Lounge. So make sure you follow along there. And we will see you guys at the expo. I guess the Vapor Corn is going to do his Vapor Corn talk show live at the expo as well. I guess I'm going to be a special guest. So I can't wait for that. This ought to be interesting. What? But anyway, guys, just remember, man, see a homeless man, give him $1.25 if you got it. And make sure you reach out and tell your loved ones you love them. Whether it be your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin, just a friend you ain't talked to in a long time, just reach out and tell them you love them, man. Make that a goal for today, but not just for today, but each and every day, because we are not promised tomorrow, and that is a fact. Hey, look, guys, from me, from VKL, from my family, my crew, to all of you guys out there, man, much love. We love you all. Until next time, I'm going to take my vape, and you know what time it is. I'm out.